You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. It is a hot day here in Southern California. I think I checked in with Sam and it's 110. It's probably 100 degrees here at the beach. Well, I'm in the canyons. But wow, we're here. We're sweating it out. But good news. I have good news. Someone who knows skincare, who can talk to you about keeping your skin beautiful and no matter what the temperature. And before we get to our first guest, I want to just say thank you to all of our listeners and supporters throughout the years. We have one more show after this before we go into our 7-year anniversary month here at LA Talk Radio, celebrating The Startup. And thank you for tuning in and being on the road with me and all the people that have been on this show. We're commemorating all of our top 50 entrepreneurs that we've met along the way. And our next guest will be coming in just a bit, who is really, really amazing. And I like her story because she's got this beautiful product and she's poured her heart and soul and time and energy and money into it. And she's going to just talk to you real about what that looks like. So welcome to The Startup again, Dr. Nicole Hare. Dr. Nicole, welcome.
Hi, it's so great to see you. How are you?
So great to see you too. I'm doing really well, better now that you're here. I love your Ketosin gear. I happen to have one too. She got me one of these hats. I have a shirt that I'm going to be wearing soon. So welcome to the show. In case folks have never heard of you and Ketosin, and if they don't know what you're up to, why don't we go full screen and introduce yourself and your product?
Thank you. Yeah, Ketosin is something that I've been working on for a while, and it kind of came from very interesting things in my practice. I'm a board-certified dermatologist, and what happened was I realized, in short, that my patient's skin was reflecting how their love lives were going. So if they were having some great times, you know, they had a new love, whatever, they looked great. Their skin was radiant. They had the glow, right? Everybody talks about the glow. But unfortunately, I've had a couple of patients where their spouse left or died. And I could tell before they even told me anything, their skin just looked depleted. So I looked into this, and in short, I was able to prove with a study that people with higher oxytocin levels, the love hormone, had more beautiful skin. They looked younger for their age. And this was because oxytocin actually is made in the skin and it binds and it decreases an inflammatory pathway. It blocks an inflammatory pathway, and that's what helps make you beautiful. So, but the really, really cool thing is it goes beyond the skin. It helps everything in your body. So when you are social and loved and laughing and you're with your friends, you are going to be healthier through oxytocin and more beautiful. And so at one point I said, well, we've got to be able to bottle this, right? Can we bottle the love glow? And that's when I found a botanical that mimics oxytocin, and I was able to patent that, and it is in my line Ketosin, and it's fantastic. Women love it. It's the real deal. We have everything in it, all the, you know, normal standard ingredients that you want, and retinol and antioxidants and all of those, but when you put the patented ingredient in there, it takes your skincare to a whole new level and you just glow like you're in love.
You make it sound so easy, which it sounds fun, right? You finally did the hard work and it is a tangible product. It is packaged and beautiful. It's got the heart, the beautiful heart here. What color is that, by the way? It's like a gold.
It's like a bronzy color, right?
Yeah, it's a bronzy gold. I know that you can't see unless I hold it like this, but this is a beautiful example for folks that when someone has an idea, you have that feeling, that pull towards something, and you stay curious, it can come and actually become a thing. So I want to talk about that journey again, Dr. Nicole, because I'm very inspired. When I first met you, I fell in love. I was like, oh my God. And then when I tried it, I was like, wow. And it took me a minute there because my skin was still clearing up from stress. But now it's been so great. With any hormonal changes, it's still really been great. I think the two things that I love the most is the oil, the drops, and then I love these patches. Now, old school folks like me, okay, I'm a zennial. I remember the Noxzema patches, and it reminds
yes.
me, right? The little pads and the cold yes. cream. That was the thing. Like, if you had the Noxzema thing and then the CoverGirl, like, you were all in. But what's really mm-hmm. cool about this pad, this is a weekly pad. It smells like medicine. And when I put it on, you almost expect it to burn like the old school Noxzema stuff from like muscle memory in your mind, right? Like, you remember it. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't. It smells like medicine, and it's got this cleansing layer. It takes all the dirt off and that dirt film on the epidermis. And then there's like a little bit of an oil finish to it, but it smells mm-hmm. clean, and it feels like it's going to burn, but it never burns. So I'm
interesting story with that one is I work with this brilliant chemist, and the first rendition of and we call them the weekly rendezvous pads. So you look like, you know, so had a little rendezvous and you're just glowing because
Solid.
That's what they do. They just make you glow. They smoothen out your skin. And when I first got the first batch of them and I tried it, like, my skin can be slightly sensitive.
Yeah.
And I tried them and I was like, no, they need to be more for almost everybody. And we went back to the drawing board, and this is the formulation we came up with. And it's a nice, gentle formulation. It has mandelic acid in it and azelaic acid, and it just helps to really smoothen and give you a glow. And it's great because it's kind of like adjustable, if you will, because you can leave it on a couple minutes or you can leave it on longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, depending on how well you tolerate it. And it is a once a week, like you mentioned, and you just, you know, wipe it all over like those old fashioned pads.
Yes.
Rinse it off after your time is done and you're just smooth and glowing.
Okay. Well, it would help if I read the instructions because I never wash it off. I just love it. I want it on my, and I put it on my decolletage. Yeah, I just don't ever rinse it off until I get in the shower. So I don't know.
Yeah, I do. So I put mine on before the shower.
Okay.
Watch the time, and then I just get in the shower and just let it rinse. And then the serum, which you love, that's hugely popular.
Yeah.
The serum is fantastic. It's a lightweight moisturizing hyaluronic based serum and has, antioxidants, everything in it, in my line has the patented botanical.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, goes right in. People love how it soaks in and their skin looks just soft and beautiful. And over time using that botanical does really, really help.
Yeah, you're onto something, and I was just in love with the brand. And then when I met your team and your family, I was like, you've bottled good. You have done good, Dr. Nicole. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And so we have some exciting stuff that we're working on. Dr. Nicole is working on some content and some things, and we've got some news. But right now, Dr. Nicole, I have a little surprise for you at 4:30, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to bring you surprises because I'm a connector. So when I find someone that's doing similar things and I know you guys are going to have synergy, I like to. And you've been so, so lovely to work with that I want to give you a surprise. So that's happening at 4:30. Oh, you can stick around.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope you can stick around.
Yeah,
okay,
you're
welcome. Okay,
absolutely.
Good. Yes. Okay, now listen, I want you to share with folks. We're going to go full screen. I want you to share with folks about, now this, you know, this is the hard part, right, of entrepreneurship is – but I want you to share about what you can share anything you want, but I want this to be about the part where you followed your gut. You're the first person getting peer reviewed. You started this formulation when it was really, really rough, but you knew you didn't know how you were going to get there. No one ever did it. You were the pioneer here, but you felt like you knew this had to happen. When was that aha moment, and what did it look like? What helped you move forward and keep going? Share that if you could.
I'd love to. I had a couple of aha moments. And I would say probably the first one was seeing my patients. Like I remember being in one of the exam rooms and talking to one of my patients and thinking, wait a minute, this is all connected to love. That's gotta be hormonal. And then, when I stepped out, I was like, wait a minute, this is oxytocin, and went down that path and recruited some women to be in the study. And, I didn't know what I'd be able to find. I mean, no one had shown that this is actually true clinically, that oxytocin helps to keep your skin beautiful, to make you look younger for your age. And so I was very careful about everything. I'm a scientist. I've done a lot of research. I went to MIT. I'm very particular about how a study is done, and so everything was, done by the book with a standardized system for figuring out how old does someone look for their age and doing all of these things. And when the data came through and we had shown that the higher your oxytocin, the better you looked for your age, like that was crazy. I mean, I was so excited. And in fact, after my publication came out, and then I was interviewed, and I was on some podcasts and all this kind of stuff for Dermatology Times, I heard from people I hadn't heard from in many, many years from dermatology, and they were so excited. They're like, I've never heard of this before. I'm like, yeah, I hadn't either. But I'd say my other aha moment was realizing that this goes beyond the skin. And I love talking about that with people, how this is a system in our body. This is the oxytocin social exchange system, is what I call it. And that's why my products are all about social balancing cream, that kind of, it's an exchange, our social exchange. Your body and your skin is going to reflect your interactions with with the people around you and the community around you, and all of that. And so what we really need to do, and what I love to get up and lecture about, is how at medical conferences, is how we really need to kind of get back to an old-fashioned way of communication and spend time with one another without staring at the phone. You see people at dinner or somewhere in a restaurant or whatever, and everybody's like looking at their own phone and they're not talking to the person who's right in front of them. It is so unhealthy. Like we really need to connect, and we need to love each other and laugh and all of that. It's good for our health. Every system in your body has a positive effect from oxytocin, including your skin. And so that's why it's so important that we get back to that. It's kind of like a longevity thing too. You want to live your best life. You need to take care of yourself. Your social interactions are part of that.
Really, really good. I like that you're giving us that full 30,000 foot viewpoint and how it all kind of ropes in. I believe that as well. So, what are some skin and oxy-social system stimulating foods or additives we can, slowly, if you don't eat great, slowly add to assist you when you're starting to do something with oxytocin and pitocin and changing your skin?
Yeah, so food, you always want to think of low sugar, low carbs, because they're inflammatory. And so you really want to kind of minimize those. And like I admit, I've got like an ice cream thing, so I have to be very strict about it, because
Well, it's
I'll be
hot. I
feeling
don't know how hot it is in Virginia, Dr. Nicole, but it's hot. You deserve an ice cream.
But those sugars, they're all very inflammatory. So, and eating good antioxidants, and believe it or not, some chocolate is good for you. Those darker chocolates, they're very good for you. But really, like interacting in real time, like we are, like seeing a friendly face and talking and laughing, it really helps you. It helps you so much. When you see a friend, give them a hug. When you see a loved one, get a nice long hug. And your stress just melts away. You can feel it. If I get home from work, I got a nice long hug from my husband. I feel so much better. Like you just reset, you know? And it's good for you, it's good for him. So
Get that glow pre-glow going.
gotta get the glow going
You gotta
every
get the
way you
glow.
can.
Well, I
Yeah.
want folks who are watching and listening, even if you're not watching it in real time or listening in real time, I want you to email us, email Dr. Nicole, and drop an idea for a slogan. She's got a beautiful slogan, but we're open here at the startup to do different things. So if you've been using Qtocin, or you're looking to start, or you're looking at her skin or my skin, and maybe we look like we're glowing, you glow, girls. And it's not just for women, but if you guys have any ideas, or if you're feeling inspired, drop those lines, and you can email us at thestartupwithmoniquelarae@gmail.com, and you can do Dr. Nicole Hare at yahoo.com. I think I got that right. Did I memorize it right? Okay.
Dr. Hare, yeah,
Yeah,
or
Dr.
info at Dr. Hare is probably the best. Info
Info
at
at Dr. Hare.
drhayre.com.
Okay, good. So there you go. Maybe that back to school glow. Now, I want to talk about the process of you've got this product, you've gotten a partner, your family's on board, your friends are on board, you're starting to get results. Now, the process of scaling it, right? And this is, we've had conversations, but share what you want, you know, but to encourage that entrepreneur out there that's been frustrated with. Because you're about to click in. I mean, you have one of the Real Housewives alum use your product and promote it to a quarter million people on Instagram, Dr. Nicole. This year, you did that, right? Tell us about this journey.
I did. It's a blessing that she did that. I also have had a lady from Dancing with the Stars who absolutely loves Qtocin. And that's the great thing about Qtocin is when people try it, they love it. But it is hard to scale. And so, you know, when I to kind of give some, I guess, advice if I could. You know, you have to just roll with the punches. You have to keep faith. You have to keep your eye on the ball and just keep going for it because you are going to hit bumps in the road. They're, you know, just coming through with, you know, to this point, I've had a lot of that. You know, I'm a physician, I'm a scientist, I'm not a marketing person. And so it's been quite a journey. You know, everything from figuring out your branding and, you know, your tagline, like our tagline currently is love for your skin, right? Because it's love for your skin. You know, your marketing, your website, everything. And everyone's going to have an opinion, but you need to kind of be able to pick out from the various pieces of advice what really seems to stick with your messaging and stick with your vision and hold true that. And you know, we've been scaling. I can't wait till Qtocin is more of a household name. That's my vision. And also, I would love for everyone to understand the philosophy behind Qtocin, because I would love to see maybe a decrease in anxiety and depression in this world
Yes.
because we're more human to one another.
Beautifully put. I love the vulnerability and the relatability, because if you're watching the startup for any period of time, you see me on my journey with these films around the world. You see me on my journey for building brand placement. I've been transparent. So you kind of piggybacking or bookending that for me, and you actually have a tangible product, is really heard and well received. And again, I love that you got the Dancing with the Stars contestant or star. Can you tell us who it is, or?
It's Edita. She was on several seasons ago, and she's so gorgeous. I can't pronounce her last name. Starts with an S. She's Polish. I would butcher it. She's stunning. She's linked on our Facebook, so
Great.
because she's posted about it several times, and yeah, it's wonderful. I love that she loves it. And she's a sweetheart. She's the nicest person.
Well, and she's sweating to the stars, so she needs a nice weekly
Mm-hmm.
Hello. She needs some. Now, okay, that's really great. And then we have Peggy, of course, who loves your product. And, you know, we're going to be working more with that. Now, I want to bring on your surprise. Your surprise is early, which I love a girl who's on time or early. So, Dr. Nicole Hare, please meet love and relationship expert.
Uh-oh, I lost you.
Stephanie Seek.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Monique. Oh, we lost Nicole. Can you hear me?
I couldn't. Now I can. Hi, how are you?
Hi, it's so nice to meet you here.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you for being here, Stephanie. Guys, we're going to speak with Stephanie as well, but I wanted to introduce you two because you're both working in the realm of love, relationship, connectivity, and my little connector brain got excited. So this is a surprise for you both, and Dr. Nicole will be back, but I want you to go full screen, Stephanie, and introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers of The Startup.
Thank you. Hello, listeners, viewers. I'm Stephanie Seek. I'm based in St. Louis, Missouri, and I am the founder and CEO of Seek Coaching. And I specialize in Seek Lead and Seek Love. So I do executive coaching for corporate professionals who are burned out and want to find their passion and purpose again. And then I'm also a relationship coach for women. I work with professional women who have everything they've ever wanted, but they're still trying to find that loving relationship, whether it be post-divorce, post the loss of a spouse, or they just haven't gotten there yet. So I love just being a coach and helping people get into alignment.
Excellent. Thank you for being here on a Sunday as I get my podcast area. Dr. Stephanie, I've got my shelves up finally. He finally did them. Yeah, I'm loving your background, though. And so hopefully Dr. Nicole will come back because I want to tie something in with you guys. But if not, first of all, excuse me, I keep calling you doctor. Maybe you are a doctor. In your
I'd like to be, but not yet.
Yes. Well, not yet. Maybe so. But Stephanie, I love your logo. I love your look. A Woman's Unconventional Guide to Dating and Relationships. This is her book, everybody. It is out and she looks gorgeous. And I'm sure you have a hard copy around there. Talk to us about how you got into this field of work, Stephanie. And before you do, Dr. Nicole's back. Okay.
Sorry, I lost you.
That's okay. We're powering through it. Now, the reason why I have you gals on screen together in the surprise is Dr. Nicole has ketosis, and I don't know how much of this you heard, but you work in love, Stephanie, and coaching and helping people find that love inside, and Dr. Nicole helps it show outwardly. So I thought you two would be great to team up with ketosis, the love skincare line.
Yes. And Dr. Nicole, I've heard you speak on previous shows with Monique. So it's so nice to be here with you. And it just sounds like you have put so much behind your amazing products. So yeah, let's talk about love. How do we get women into more self-love so they can easily attract the love they deserve, right? That's the question.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And you know what? You're so right, because when you have kind of a love glow, if you will, it kind of attracts more attention, right? And it's ironic because it's when you don't have it, when you need it, right? So that's where something like ketosis could kick in and kind of like trick your skin into that love glow for a little while, and then maybe you find your love.
That's right. That's right. I mean, yeah. Men have been surveyed, and sometimes women would assume that when men ask what are they most attracted to in a woman, that it would be specific body parts, but they always put the eyes and the smile above everything else in those surveys. And that's where we glow. You know, the eyes are the window to the soul. And if we feel good as women, and we have a supplement as well to help us along in that glowing feeling, then I think that can do tremendous things for a woman's confidence.
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off, Dr. Nicole. I just wanted to chime in and think the single gals out there should be so happy to meet you two. And who knows, maybe there's a Valentine's Day pairing here.
I like that.
Yeah, these are the love cupids, everybody. I don't know. I feel something brewing. So, Dr. Nicole, thank you for being here. I'm going to connect you gals offline to speak.
That'd be great.
And both your fairy magic. And I'm going to continue with I keep calling her doctor. So I'm going to keep just with Stephanie a little bit more. Dr. Nicole, will you come back real soon for our celebration next month?
I would love to. Thank you for having me. This was a wonderful surprise, Stephanie. So nice to see you. And I look forward to speaking with you because I think that we could coordinate some stuff, and especially for Valentine's Day. That's our holiday.
Yeah, I sense a collaboration. So good to meet you. And I'll talk to you soon, Dr. Nicole.
Bye. Dr. Nicole. We love you. All right. We got to make sure she sends you something, Stephanie. I mean, your skin looks beautiful already, but you're welcome. Let's jump into it. I'm so excited to speak with you finally on video, and we've spoken on the phone and had good synergy. So thank you for sharing your Sunday with me and the listeners.
Well, I'm so happy to be here. And this is fun to do on a Sunday, right? I got my workout in, did some house cleaning. My kids start their first day of school tomorrow. So it's a chill Sunday now. So I'm so happy. And I'm happy for you because you've been moving into your new place. And I know you've been trying to get organized. So it's been great getting to know you through the process.
Same. Thank you. And you had some stuff going on too. So we both have been two galleys keeping it together. And I love that you prioritize your family and yourself, and you get a workout in there. And I guess that has something to do with self-care and self-love. But I really want to talk to you about how you got into this line of work and why do folks come to you? You've got a secret sauce. I know you do. And you're very successful. You deal with high visibility individuals and everyday folks. So why don't you go full screen and tell the listeners and viewers how you got started?
Well, for all of the women who are listening, you know, I'll be very transparent that I was married twice and divorced twice by the age of 44. And that was devastating for me. That was not in my life plan. I had come from a family where there just really were no divorces. So working backwards, I had started my corporate career at age 22 in sales. Sales will force you to get a master's in psychology, not by a university, but by all the thousands of people you end up working with over the course of a sales career. And I ended up in sales leadership for national global firms, both. And I was always the person that people would come to for advice. I was the person who clients would become friends with. I would have people reaching out from across the country, around the world, saying, could you mentor me? And it was about 4 years ago where I started getting burnt out on the corporate career. I had gone through my second divorce about 6 years ago. And I just felt like, okay, I can be a coach full time. I've always wanted to work for myself. And we're talking about startups. I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I thought, well, I can do two things. I could do sales coaching really well. And more importantly, I can help, especially my three daughters, at least write my first book as a legacy to my three daughters to focus not on the divorce, not what went wrong, but instead as women, how we can pay more attention to our, I call it, I use the compass as my analogy all the time or as my symbol, like paying attention to your true north. And that true north is self-love. It's your voice. It's how you speak to yourself. So I wrote my first book during COVID, right after the divorce. And then I ended up writing the second book that you showed and published that last year. And that's for middle-aged to older women who've been through divorce, who've been through some things. My first book was for young women to help them listen to their inner voice. And over the years, I ended up building two practices of still coaching in corporations and helping those leaders get into alignment. So, and then helping women get into alignment. Because we are our own worst critics. And I just am on a mission to help women realize that love doesn't have to be so hard. And I was very fortunate because after my two divorces, I took a break, did the work, and attracted in the love of my life. And we've been together for 5.5 years. So it works.
Beautiful, beautiful testimony. And I love that you paused and you recognized what wasn't serving you in both the career and in the love, and you made way for what does. I think that's really, really the part. When you say listening to your compass, it's like, okay, this is going to take some courage to get off of my routine and what I think I'm supposed to do, or what my family thinks I'm supposed to do, or society, right? And two divorces, I look at it like you cleared the path for your true love.
That's yes, and you know, I don't look at divorce as failure. All your listeners, men and women, probably 50% of them, that's the stat, have been divorced. And we can look back and say, well, gosh, I would never change that because of the children that I had. Or if you didn't have kids, you learned something. And I actually think I help women move into a place of appreciation for their exes, which can sound crazy because some ex relationships are maybe a little more toxic than others. They were a little more scarring than others. But I believe that in order to move into the powerful people that we were put on earth to be within our own lives, that we have to take radical responsibility for the choices that we made. And I address women, if they were in an abusive relationship, nobody deserves that. You didn't choose to be in an abusive relationship. But what you can choose now is how you want to tell that story. And you can stay in a place of despair, guilt, and shame, which is a terrible place to be. Or you can say, I appreciate what I learned from that person. Because in experiencing the contrast of what I didn't want, now I know what I do want. And if we can take that responsibility, be very conscious and aware of how we've grown, and have a little bit of forgiveness, move on, then we're healthy. Because we both know, Monique, those women who get into relationship after relationship, and men too, and it's the same cycle over and over again. They're just in a different wrapper, and it's because they haven't done the inside work yet.
Oh, a different wrapper. I love that. Yes. I often wonder how J-Lo does it. Shout out to J-Lo. God bless her. I don't know how she does it. Like, I would be in the fetal position after a breakup. She just gets right back out there and goes again. And
she does, but we don't see, we don't know what it's like behind her closed doors, because no matter whether you're a celebrity or you're just a woman in the Midwest, or you're in Orange County, or you're in Northern Washington, wherever you are, we are all still built of the same scale of human emotions, and everyone feels sadness and grief, and everyone is capable of feeling joy and hope and peace, and we are all connected that way. So part of the coaching I do is I bring women together and I say, look, you're not in competition to find love, because your unique vibration is meant for also someone who has their own unique vibration. So women, stop competing against each other. Stop putting each other down, because until you've walked in that woman's shoes, you just don't know.
You just don't know. That's absolutely correct. I like the, taking a moment for yourself, though, is my point. Like with the J-Lo thing, it works for everybody how it's going to work. But I like the taking the beat and looking at yourself and cleaning it up. And so let's talk about that, right? Like, so, all right. So you are now, you're with the love of your life. You're doing your thing. You've got two practices. You have two books, and you built two practices, and now you have two books. And I like that both books speak to different times in a gal's life, like the young gals, how to keep it together there, and then the middle age to, okay, so now where are we with folks that are, let's just give you a demo, okay? I'm going to throw this at you, Stephanie. You're a working lady, you're very independent, and you might find out that you are traumatically too independent. You know, there's the trauma response there. And you just are, you're feeling like, well, maybe my person's not out there and I'm just going to marry the career. But deep down, she wants love, but she's marrying her career. She's, you know, she's at the Hyatt every weekend because she's got to go on her work trips. But God, she really wants to go on those dates, and it's a mess out there. So what advice do you have for these gals?
I can relate to that. And I will share that Joe and I don't live together. I call that unconventional. And so here's the answer to that question. It can be an and. It doesn't have to be a but or an or. So you can love your career, and you can also have the self-talk to say, I am worthy of attracting in a man or a woman who loves me for me, and who will like the lifestyle and the arrangement I have with my career. Because I think so many times we've been put into this position of having to choose, of choosing motherhood or career and single life, or and it's always these ors instead of and. I will tell you that I never thought or would have predicted in my 20s that it's okay to be in a relationship, a loving, committed relationship, and live in two different houses.
Right.
So I respect women who are fiercely independent. I would ask them to audit their thoughts. Everything comes from what we're telling ourselves. And I was just coaching I have a Love Compass circle with women. You have to be interviewed to be in it, and it's confidential and private. But we were talking about self-talk, and one of the women, she said, "I'm the queen of first dates," and she's a career gal, you know, high six-figure earner. And I said, "Wait a minute, I have to stop you there. How long have you been telling yourself you're the queen of first dates?" Years. So I said, "What if we change that? What if we have a new belief?" And, you know, it takes a little bit of work. We have to unwind that belief, what she's saying to herself, but then to replace it with, "I am perfectly capable of dating a man for the long term." And we just have to change it, because women will go from, "I only ever have first dates and they don't work out," to the extreme of, "Well, if he's not marriage material, I don't even want to consider it."
Right.
And
we're
just extreme in those beliefs.
Very good. I like that. When I hear someone say that, my old me says, "Oh, I'm emotionally unavailable."
Ooh.
That, you know, but I want to make myself feel good. And I've queened the first date, but I'm not trying to, you know, I'm still putting myself out there though, but I'm not really available. That's what I hear, but I'm not an expert like you, but I like that you're changing it is the divorce your story, marry your truth thing. You know, I've heard that saying a lot and I really like it. So, all right. Now I want to get into folks that are, you know, they're getting ready for love. They're still optimistic. The dating pool is what it is, the shifting in dating. What is the cadence? What are you finding for folks to be putting themselves out there? Like, how many times a week? Where should they be mixing it up? What is the culture right now in the dating scene, do you think?
Yeah, the culture definitely has its ups and downs, and it varies by city. I know Los Angeles has a completely different set of challenges in terms of, you don't really want to date anyone that lives more than 5 miles away, or you're going to be in 90 minutes of traffic just to get to the date.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And that's like on the coast, in the middle of the country, people will drive an hour and a half on straight on the highway to get to a date, because you can go 70 miles an hour. So the cultures are different all over the world. But I would say, throw out the formulas. There are so many dating coaches that will say, you know, follow this formula. It's a numbers game. You need 15 guys or gals you've locked into on the date, on the apps, and then you should narrow that down to 3 dates a week. There is no formula, and here's why. Because if you really want to attract someone for who will love you for who you are, I instead want you to follow what feels good to you each week. Mm-hmm. If it feels good to you to sit down with a glass of wine and swipe on the apps, and you're genuinely excited about that, then set a timer for 45 minutes and swipe on the apps. I have a client who, she decided after her divorce, "Ooh, I finally get to date again. This is going to be fun." And she is now with a guy. They've been together for a year and they met on the apps because she brought a lightheartedness to it.
There you go.
She decided it was fun. If
That's
it's
right.
fun for you to go to the gym, and just be sure you're a little bit more open to conversation, then do that. Do what feels fun and good to you, and don't do it to meet somebody. Do it because it feels good.
Great advice. You know what's so funny? Because you're giving me an Abraham Hicks moment. It was like, if it feels good, do it. It puts you in an alignment. And then you'll attract more of that good feeling, high vibration. And then that vibration will match up with you. So everything that's supposed to be on that same plane will find you. If you're in a crappy mood, probably don't want to make decisions at that time, right? I put myself for a nap when I'm
having that. Right. I tell executives that and leaders that. I'm like, please do not make a big entrepreneurs. Don't make a big business investment decision when you're coming off feeling down because you haven't signed a client in a few weeks or revenue is down. Same with women. Don't, if you are in a lower vibe state and you're just looking for that hit, same with men. Men do it too.
Yeah.
And you go into that experience to meet someone, you're going to meet someone who's at that vibration and and you're so, not going to be happy with it 3 months later.
You are not going to be happy with it. I love that. It's so, okay. So can I just share a little, Stephanie, about my dating thing? Because I was at, I was sharing that and we've talked a little, but I just decided, I think it was probably around this time last year, or maybe like June, July of last year. I was at the beach. Like I'm in Laguna, but I was really like on the beach. So my place was like right there, 3 blocks away. So I had my little sandwich shop. It's called Wigs and I like Wigs. So it makes sense. And they have my perfect tuna sandwich, just the way I like it. And it's right by the water. I can sit there and have my glass of wine and my sandwich. Okay, or my coffee, whatever I felt like. So I decided instead of dedicating my evening for dinner and after dinner conversation and drawing my evening out when I knew I had to come home and close out some final emails and prep my day for the next day, because I was one of those galleys that worked 12, 13, 14 hours a day, I could not afford to give someone that time, right? Because then you start having two, four glasses, and then you're tired. So what I decided to do was say, I'm going to do 2 to 3 lunch dates a week. I'm going to walk to my sandwich shop. I have an hour allotted to see if there's anything. If there's not, thank you so much for playing. I wish you well on your journey. And, you know, do you. But I'm not locked into dinner. It's lunch. I still have to have lunch, Stephanie. So I might as well go, right, and have a sandwich by the ocean. And
do it on your terms.
Yeah, and it felt good. I loved the sandwich. I said, well, hey, if the guy sucks, the sandwich is great. And so, <That's right. laughs> so, you know, I did it that way. And I found that it was a numbers. It was like a part-time job. You have to keep bringing in folks. And you have to also edit and cue down. Like if there's something in the communication that felt off, even though you want to give people the benefit of the doubt, like you could, you know, you never know. But just go with that too. Don't waste their time either.
So that's right. Dating doesn't have to be the big, elaborate, expensive dinner. It can be. Now, I always say, always be sure you're safe and you feel safe and you're letting a girlfriend or a loved one or a family member know that where you're going. But I suggest, I love walking dates. I love going, as long as there's a lot of people around, you're walking, you're talking, the coffee is great. Just to even see if there is a connection, because how many of us, I mean, I would say it, about 3 to 4 or 5 years ago, especially coming out of COVID, people were going back to the dinner dates and then you're stuck there for an hour and a half. I actually had a waiter ask me, you could tell we were a total mismatch. This was after the divorce, before I met my Joe, and it was during COVID. I was out on a patio and I was miserable with this guy. And I went to the bathroom and the waiter comes up to me and he goes, what can I do? Do you want me to bring the check? Like the waiter read the situation. Love that waiter. Yeah. I love that waiter.
Yes, that waiter, give a birthday card to that waiter. Yeah.
That's right.
You have to have an anchor in the storm. I have a friend when I was dating really heavy and I was maybe traveling. And I tell her where I was staying and who I was going with and their phone number. So she always do. And that's good for the late night things, even for the daytime. But I love that you experienced some of that too. And you found your Joe and you are doing it your way because you are a career woman. You've got a life and you need what you need. So I want to say thank you for being on. We're running out of time. I want you back, but why don't you tell the listeners and viewers what you have coming up next? We'll go full screen and tell us how we can book a session if you have availability for those folks.
I do. And I actually want to gift your viewers something. Oh. So if this really resonates, Someone, if this resonates, someone will take the initiative to do it. So I'm not worried about 1,000 people booking this. But if you want to email me at Stephanie, S-T-E-F-A-N-I, at Seek Coaching, and say, I heard you on the Startup with Monique Loray, I will give you a complimentary 30 minutes to troubleshoot your biggest career, life, or love issue. So that is for your viewers.
Wow.
And then I'm in the process of combining two different websites for one big Stephanie Seek brand. But for now, if you go to seekcoaching.com, you'll see the executive stuff. And if you dig in, you're going to see love coaching for professional women. I have an online course and you can join that love compass circle I told you about. So again, reach out to me. I'm happy to answer any questions you have, but it's been great being here. And I just want to leave all the viewers and listeners with one last thing, which is this: you can always change your mind. You can always change the way you think. It's never too late to find love. I mean, it's okay to be starting over, but you're not starting over. You've got years and years of experience. So just believe in yourself, believe in love. Don't give up.
I love this. Thank you for that. And you know, in my reality TV days, when I was doing shows that probably weren't helping people find love, but maybe getting them late. I mean, you know, I was the casting director on Next and Dismissed. Folks know that. I was younger. You would have been great as a great balancing there. And I could see you getting your own show and helping folks. So I'm excited for your merging of the brands. And thank you for that gift for the listeners and viewers. You guys, mark my words, Stephanie Seek is going to be on your screen somewhere if that's what she intends. But she's out here helping and doing the good Lord's work. So Stephanie, last thing I like to ask my guests, dynamic like yourself, who's your dream client? What maybe have they gone through in their past, or who haven't you worked with that you want to help find love?
Thank you. My dream client is the professional man or woman, because the alignment system can apply to both, who still have hope that their life can be something more. And that doesn't matter if it's career, if it's love, but they're feeling like is this all there is? Yeah. So I love working with the professional who already has the proven track record of success, but they just know that in life, love, or career, there's this up-leveling. They can feel it in their gut. And those are the most coachable people that my alignment system works for. So thank you for asking, Monique.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm excited to see what you do next. And you guys, get with Stephanie and just try it. I mean, you've tried everything else. You might as well try someone with a proven track record that has books out. She has a glow in her life. She's done the work. Why not try and be aligned with someone that's done the work and has the tools in her toolbox? I say do it. Thank you, Stephanie. We want you back.
Thank you. Have a
beautiful week. You guys.
You too. I love you. Thanks, Monique.
Love you're the you best. Back. Thank you, beautiful. All right, you guys, that is the show. Thank you to Stephanie Seek and Dr. Nicole Hare from Kutosin. What will you start today? We'll see you next week. Be well.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Loray, only on LA Talk Radio.